thanks for calling. My name is... For over 15 years, I've operated the Birmingham Institute in the Over the Mountain area. We're approaching our 16th year. We're a stable, growing company, and with growth comes opportunity, opportunities for expanded staff. The person that we're looking for must be a morning person who can be at work every day at 6:30 and not be 1 minute late, week after week after week. The person that we're looking for is a healthy person who does not call out sick to work. The person we're looking for is not a headachey kind of person. I'll share some personal information with you. I've been here going on 16 years, and I have never once picked up the phone and called out sick. And so that's something I'd like for you to think about. If you're somebody that you feel that you could keep up with me on that in that regard, then I might want to talk to you a little bit. The person must be cheerful, well-presented, super friendly, well-spoken, with excellent communication skills. In short, we're looking for a people person. If you're shy or timid or a wallflower, I'm not interested in you. A person must have a proven track record of being reliable and punctual to a fault. A person must be extremely energetic, reliable, with lots of common sense. You must be able to work well with all personality types, be highly organized, and you must bring solutions to problems. You may not bring problems into the office. As a matter of fact, the person I'm looking for, to be honest, does not have personal problems. And we all know those types of people. If you're a drama queen, if your life is chaotic, if something bad happens to you every day and you like to share that information with others at work, I do not want you in my life, okay? So just hang up now if you're that kind of person. This is an entry-level position with a stable, growing company. Starting base rate of pay on an hourly basis would be around $10 an hour, with opportunities to participate in several bonus / incentive plans after a very strict 90-day probationary period. And when I say 90-day probationary period, I expect people to be able to come to work as scheduled, request no time off, not be sick, not be late, not miss 1 minute of time for 90 days. That's what this person will have to prove to me to be around after 90 days. This position, or the person in this position, should be able to make around $27,000 to $30,000 the first year if you're a hard, dedicated, conscientious worker. You may not be a smoker, okay? We do not hire smokers. And by the way, a non-smoker is not someone who is trying to quit. Someone who's trying to quit is a smoker. The person we're looking for will not have visible tattoos. The person that we're looking for will be able to pass a drug screen and must possess a clean criminal background. We will check. You must be physically fit, as you would be on your feet most of the day. I'm looking for somebody who can move very fast. I'm an extremely energetic type A person. I'm a small person. I'm 148 pounds and 5'9", and I walk very fast. I'm looking for somebody that can keep up with me. If you're just looking for another job, please don't waste my time or your time. My time is very valuable, presumably yours may be as well, and I'm just not interested in you. Qualifications. I'm going to recap these. I might have already mentioned some of these, but it does not hurt to mention them again. Must be a morning person. You must be energetic, conscientious, dependable, reliable, timely, never late. You must be a non-smoker with no visible tattoos. You must possess good common sense. You may not have personal problems. If you have personal problems, hang up now. You must be a quick learner. I like to move quick, and I look for people that can learn and assimilate information very quickly. You must be a rule follower. If you cannot follow written and oral instructions, you will not get along with me. You must be well-spoken. You must be able to speak good to excellent business English. You must be able to enunciate and pronounce words properly with no slang. If you think at this point, if I haven't scared you off too much, and of course that's what I'm trying to do, is scare most people off. If you think at this point that you might be somebody that I would be interested in talking to a little bit further or knowing something more about, then I'm going to need some additional information from you that would not be contained in a resume. way, if you think that you are somebody that I would be interested in looking at, you're going to have to give me some additional information that is not in your resume. So I'm going to have you write me a letter. And in just a moment or two, I'm going to tell you what I want you to put in this letter. So right now would be a good time for you to go get a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil, because you're going to need to write these things down. So I'll wait here a few minutes. I'll just whistle a little tune. And you could even possibly hang up and come back to this point. All right. Assuming at this point you have a piece of paper and a pen, here's what I want you to do. You are going to create for me a Word document. Now, not a WordPerfect document and not an Adobe document. I will delete all of those. A Word document, which will actually be a simple letter. In this letter, will contain four elements. Actually, there's going to be five elements. Number one, tell me why this position appeals to you. Number two, tell me a little bit more about yourself, whatever you want to tell me. This is just an example. You don't have to tell me this exactly, but what are your hobbies? Where are you from? What's the last book that you read? Do you play a musical instrument? What's your favorite movie? Anything at all, as long as it's appropriate. Item three, any special skills or qualifications or experience that you may possess that you would wish to bring to my special attention. Item number four, has part A and part B. 4A is salary history. 4B is salary requirements. And item number next, which would be item five, is I'll need contact information and contact times. So I guess that actually has A and B as well. So 5A would be contact info, as in phone numbers. 5B would be good times to contact you. Now, I'll tell you something from past experience. If somebody says that 5 o'clock is a good time and I call that person three different times at 5 o'clock and I'm not able to get hold of that person, then that resume and that letter goes straight to the shredder. Now, let me give you my email address. It's my name. @bellsouth.net. I'll repeat that. @bellsouth.net. It is not case sensitive. Good luck. I look forward to hearing from you.
To leave a message for this extension, press 1. To enter another extension, press the pound key. Or to go to the main menu, press the star key.